You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Sokoto, Nigeria, Buenos Aires, Argentina, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, to Madison, Wisconsin. We are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this gloomy, gloomy, rainy, cold Tuesday morning here in Southern California. Unlike LA.
Yeah, the last time we were on, Mark, it was gloomy like this. I'm not quite sure it was this bad, but man, is this depressing.
We were talking about this the last time, too.
I can't recall ever, and being born and raised in LA, ever having a month like this.
Then I guess you forget El Nino of 1995.
I don't even think El Nino was this bad, Mark.
It was the worst.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, well, we have a lot to talk about today, and we have two call-ins as well. So we're going to try to run through this
as quickly as we can. We got
two call-ins, Mark.
Yeah.
So let's start out like we do every Tuesday with our happy birthdays.
Love it. I hope we got some good ones today.
Yeah, we do have some good ones, Mark.
Great.
We always got some good ones.
Great.
Celebrating their birthday today is Chris Rock. How old do you think he is?
I'd say he's 48.
51.
Huh.
He sat in front of me when back in the late 90s. I was in Hollywood seeing a movie. I forgot what it was, but I was sitting in front of him.
Right, it looks like we have a call coming in.
Is that right?
Yeah. Let's see what we've got here.
This is a little earlier than we anticipated, but...
Hello, thanks for calling the Tastemakers on LATalkRadio.com. How are you?
I am terrific.
Who's this?
This is Annabelle Monahan.
Annabelle Monahan. Annabelle, how are you?
I am just great. I'm excited to talk to you guys today.
Wow.
Fantastic,
great
Annabelle.
To talk to you.
And who might you be with today, Annabelle?
With Kathy.
With Kathy, okay.
Do I have the right number?
Well, I don't...
Kathy with who?
Kathy with Fit and Sexy for Life.
I think you...
Kathy Kaler.
Well, you've got the Tastemakers on LA Talk Radio. Is that what you want to get a hold of, the Tastemakers?
Yes. She told me to call in today, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Hmm.
No?
No. Well,
is this the wrong number?
Yeah, well, this is the Tastemakers on LATalkRadio.com, but we don't know any Kathy or...
Or Sexy Fitness or what have you. So I think maybe...
Hmm. Okay, so I've called 818-602-4929.
Yes, you have.
Called the right number.
I guess I think you called the wrong show. I mean, were you trying to reach the Tastemakers?
Okay, let me email her right away.
Okay.
I'll figure this out. Thank
Fantastic.
You.
Fantastic. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Who knows, right?
Boy, anything can happen at any given time.
Maybe it was a caller, but she didn't even seem like she knew that she was supposed to talk to us.
Yeah, she seemed very lost and confused.
Yeah, so anyhow, back to happy birthdays. I know, happy birthday to Chris
I hope we got
Rock.
Some good ones.
Ashton Kutcher, he's celebrating a birthday today, too.
Well, did you see him on the SAGs a couple weeks ago?
I did.
10
he
days
looked different.
Ago?
Didn't he look different?
Yeah, younger.
Yeah, he did. Well, how old do you think he is?
I think he's about 42.
38.
Okay.
Yeah, he's 38 today.
Well, and he looked 35.
Yeah. Jack Stepanai, he's 26 today. He's a YouTuber.
Oh,
you probably
still got them, huh?
Hey, some big ones today. Garth Brooks, how old do you think he is?
Oh, Garth Brooks is probably 56.
54.
Oh, wow.
NBA player Steve Nash from Canada.
Let's see, 41.
Yeah, 42.
Okay.
Close. Hey, do you remember Emo Phillips?
Yeah, he was a comedian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He still is. He's with us. He's 60 today.
He's 60, and he's still performing?
Yeah, he's still performing.
Wow.
He's still a comedian. Just like Yakov Smirnoff. He's still out there.
Oh, yeah, he's always been
How about Charles Dickens, Mark? How old do you think he'd be if he was still alive today?
Slow down. It's like you had three cups of coffee, Holmes.
Well, we have
let's
a lot
see,
on
if he
the
was
tab.
Alive today, well, we got plenty of time. He'd be 100 and... he'd be, let me see, he'd be 210.
205, Mark.
Ah.
205. Matthew Stafford, Detroit Lions quarterback.
38.
28 today.
28.
Hey, let's not forget, Mark, Talia Ellie.
Oh, yes.
She's an Instagrammer.
Oh, an Instagram. I didn't know there were Instagrammers.
And she's age 12.
Oh, age 12. Okay. That's kind of silly, really.
How does a 12-year-old get recognition and become pseudo-quasi-famous?
She's connected. She's got connections. She knows the right people.
Well,
she's at the right place.
How about Winky Face?
Winky Face? What's that?
He's a YouTuber.
That sounds like a stuffed toy.
He's a YouTuber, and he's 13.
This is ridiculous.
I know, but I get the YouTubers because they're on. You could see them visually. And Instagram, it's just a couple of pictures. How about Dieter Bohler?
Is that another YouTuber or an
Instagrammer? No, he's a producer, Mark.
Oh.
He's 57 today, Dieter.
Dieter, huh?
Yeah.
So he's German?
Miguel Ferrer, who recently has passed away.
How old would he have been?
62 today.
62, wow.
And last one on the list today, James Spader from The Blacklist and many other things.
50.
56.
Ah. Oh, I forgot to tell you, Stacy Keach was on in gold the other day.
Oh, is that right? How do you
look? Looking pretty good. Didn't he have a stroke or a heart attack like 10 years ago?
I don't know, but how did his toupee look?
It looked great.
He looked great.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah,
was it a small part?
Not a big part, but not a small part, an in-between part that he was in, like three different pieces of the movie.
Boy, I guess he's got a pretty good agent then.
Yeah,
I mean, I haven't seen him in anything, and then all of a sudden he gets gold.
He was in something else a couple years ago.
Too bad our agent couldn't get us in gold.
But I must say, I was surprised to see him, and he looked good.
Yeah.
And it was good to see Stacy Keach back.
Well, we always like Stacy Keach.
I mean, you look at it 40 years ago when he was in Up in Smoke, and here he is still acting.
Isn't that crazy?
And he still looked good,
Mark, you know, in a couple of weeks, we have the biggest event of the year that we are hosting for Wow Creations, our Celebrity Lifestyle Gifting Suite in celebration of Oscar Week. And we have several brands that are participating that we'd like to give a big shout-out today for. And I'd like to give a big shout-out to Soaps by Cheryl. That's SOAPSBYSHERYL.com. Soaps by Cheryl, where you find finely crafted, handmade, cold processed soaps, body butters, lip balms, and more. Each bar is made personally by Cheryl herself.
Wow, by herself.
By herself. I always like that, dealing with companies.
Yeah,
that,
these
that,
people, they make the stuff in their bath.
That's a lot of hard work. So everybody, if you're looking for something, a cool gift to get that special person for Valentine's Day, Christmas, or birthday, check out SoapsbyCheryl.com.
I know I will. I think I've got a bar of soap.
I think we have a couple bars at home, Mark. You know, being the gifters we are, we get always the gifts off the top as well.
So yeah, we do.
Anything for you? Quick shout-outs?
Well, we don't usually do back-to-back shout-outs, man. We spread about throughout the show, but we've got, like you mentioned, our biggest event is coming up in 2 weeks, the Oscars, which is the Wow Creation Celebrity Lifestyle Gifting Suite during Oscar Week, which is the biggest event of the year for the Harris Brothers. So it's Oscar season. We're deep into Oscar season, and I just saw another Oscar, and I think you did too, another Oscar-nominated picture over the weekend, which I went and saw, and I was unexpected that it was better than I thought it was. I got more than I thought it was going to get. Hidden Figures.
Yeah, loved it.
You know, which is, but the one thing I gotta say though is Octavia Spencer, who did great. She's nominated for an Oscar. She's a past Oscar winner.
Yeah.
The other two girls, Taraja P. Henson, and I forget what the other girl was. The three of them.
Yeah. The other one's a musician.
In my opinion, their performances were equal.
Yeah.
And if you're going to give an Oscar nod to one, you should give them to all three.
But can they do that though? I mean,
of course they can do it, but
there's only five in the category though.
You can do whatever you want to do it.
Well,
evidently
they didn't, because they knew that there was other qualified people.
Well, then don't give it to the one. I didn't see any one.
So you're basically saying give it to one or all three.
Yeah, agreed. All their performances seem the same to me.
But there's only five categories, so
well, that's not my fault.
I'm just telling you that's why they all do it.
Her performance is as equal as the others, so I didn't see why she got a nomination and the others did. But the only
$110 million at the box office so far. So fantastic for that, which is amazing.
Great word of mouth, because you don't see any promotion for it.
How about Split? The movie cost $5 million out of M. Night Shyamalan's pocket. He produced the whole thing. $125 million, 3 weeks at the box office.
But here is a movie that the promotion was everywhere.
Yep.
Billboards, commercials, newspapers, TV, radio, internet. So, I mean, I could see why it made that kind of money.
Yep.
I mean, you pay, you get it.
Yep.
So, I mean, it was interesting. But
anyhow,
like I was saying, we're deep into Oscar season, which is great. We, as a matter of fact, coming into our radio show today, we just met up with a Oscar nominee.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. He was a guest on the show that preceded us.
Yeah, it's
Christoph
Davey.
Davey?
Christoph Deak.
Yeah.
D-E-A-K.
Yep.
D-E-A-K.
Yep.
You know, I just got a email or a text right now from our fact checker. Apparently he just saw the Hidden Figures and also loved it. Oh, no, he saw Manchester by the Sea last night and loved it. And I'm being told by him that Casey Affleck is a lock.
Oh, that's
so
a lock for
this
sure.
This is Blake Harris, one of the art critiques out there who reviews movies for the Harris Brothers. His pick is Manchester by the Sea and Casey Affleck as a lock. And I think he's right about
that, buddy.
I think Casey Affleck is pretty much the lock for that particular category.
He's only competing against
Casey Affleck.
Affleck.
He's only competing against Denzel, and he's going to knock Denzel out of this one.
Yeah, Denzel did win the SAG Award last week, so which is pretty much spread across the board. And then what's his face? Ryan Gosling won the Golden Globe for it. So right now we've split it. We've got Casey Affleck, we've got Ryan Gosling, and we've got Denzel Washington. So
It's
anybody's pick.
I'll catch Manchester by the Sea shortly.
Which it's not playing really a lot of places by me.
It was supposed to be, I thought it was supposed to be out on Redbox Study, but I guess it's going to be out next week.
Oh, perfect. Just in time.
Yeah. So, hey, hell of a Super Bowl, man. Big shout out to Tom Brady and those New England Patriots, which, by the way, the parade is going on as we speak today in a snowy, cold Boston, Massachusetts. That's a crazy.
Wow.
When the Lakers are winning championships, or even when Cleveland was, it's the middle of summer. You know, it's a beautiful hot day, but that's terrible to get out. Even for the Cubs, it was a great day for them for their parade. But to be out on a snowy day, but big shout out, man, I tell you, my money was on the Patriots, but boy, the Falcons came out of the gate on fire and they just melted.
You know, I would like to do another shout out to Santa Anita Park. You know, we were at the Santa Anita Park last weekend for the World Cup the Pegasus World Cup Invitational, the first annual. So this is now officially the richest horse race in the world as we speak, and it comes from Gulfstream Park in Florida. So I want to do a big shout out to our friends over there at Santa Anita Park for extending an invitation for the Harris brothers and their wives to attend the official World Cup Invitational Pegasus viewing party in the Chandelier Room. Now, if you haven't been to the Chandelier Room, folks, this is someplace. If you're in the Southern California area and you love horse racing, get to SantaAnitaPark.com.
Fantastic time for sure.
I mean, it's fantastic. They have the food. They call it the Chef Series, where they have a local. We're getting that call again from. Should I take this call from earlier? Do we bother with this?
Take it, Mark. Yes.
Okay. I don't know who this is, but
because we got another call coming in 5 minutes.
Okay. Hello. Thanks for calling the Tastemakers Radio Show. This is the Harris Brothers. You're on. Hello.
Hi. I am still. Oh. Okay, I had the wrong number. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Thanks anyhow.
All right.
Well, you think they'd figure that out before they called in, right?
On. Yeah.
All right, anyhow, I'm bragging about the Santa Anita Park, which is fantastic. It gives you an opportunity to get dressed up. You go out, you have some great food, some great champagne. This particular one, when we were there last week, was champagne tasting, right?
Oh, the best, yeah.
And
well, it's always good, but champagne's the best.
Champagne tasting is fantastic. Perrier Jouet was there. It was my favorite champagne of the day. But I think yours and mine favorite champagne is Vie de Clou. But we do want to do a big thank you to the Santa Anita, the Chandelier Room. Phone number is 626-574-7223, SantaAnita.com. It's a great race place. As a matter of fact, on certain holidays throughout the year, the next one is 2 weeks. It's on, I think it's on President's Day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, no. Was that Martin Luther King Day? They've got dollar hot dogs, beers,
fantastic.
Dollar soft drinks.
Good hot dogs, too, for a buck.
Right, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's a great place to go, great place to get some racing. Have a good time. Enjoy the historical park, which is fantastic. SantaAnita.com. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Place.
And, Mark, you know, with only 5 minutes before we have another call coming in, I want to give a big shout-out to one of our other clients are going to be participating in our Oscar gift bags, Kiva Confections. Cool name, and I love the can.
Sounds it's like a tin, right? That's a cool tin.
It's a cool tin. It's a real cool-looking. Presentation is always key in our business. We always say that, Mark. And Kiva Confections, you know what they do? Totally cool. They create cannabis-infused confections, and they're one of the most recognized medical cannabis companies in California. It's still pretty much of a new industry here in California, but how about this? It is a cannabis product that this particular can is eucalyptus flavor. I have not broken
eucalyptus,
open as of yet, but...
clear your sinuses while you're at it.
Right? No kidding, right? But that... get out there and check them out, because the company was born out of need for an edible product that was very potent, consistent, and enjoyable to consume and to cover all your cannabis needs. Is that another call coming through?
Well, no. You won't hear the call when it's coming through.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Are you all right there? No coffee next week. No coffee, Humps.
Anyhow, check out...
the KivaConfections.com and get a lot more information on their product. I'm going to have to break this can open pretty soon here, but I'm
those tins are great because this is the thing I like about these tins like this is once you finish the product in there, you could use those tins for all sorts of things afterwards.
Yeah. It's medical cannabis, and these are Petra mints, and we also have a little tiny guide to microdosing. So check them out, everybody. It looks like it's a pretty cool thing to have and a great contribution for our gift bags, Mark.
Wow. You can never get enough good things in the gift bag, right?
Fantastic.
Biggest event of the year for the Harris Brothers. It's in 2 weeks. It's the WA Creation Celebrity Lifestyle Gifting Suite during Oscar Week. We've got Oscar nominees coming. We've got sports stars, reality stars, press, media. It's the event of the year, folks. The event of the year. So if you're lucky enough to be on the list, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Hey, a big shout out to us, too, Mark, for potentially partnering with the Tony Awards coming up in June.
I shouldn't have spread that. Don't want to get the word out there.
Oh, we don't want to
let the hat out of the cat out of the hat.
Damn.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's hold on the thing. So I guess the guy that put down $1 million on that bet, he lost, right?
Yeah.
Who was he?
We don't know who he is, though.
Super Bowl
hell bet. Of a game, though. You know, hell
hey,
of
did
a
you
game.
Hear anything else about the Tom Brady jersey that was missing?
Yeah.
What did you hear about it?
Somebody took it out of his bag in the gym locker.
Did you hear anything else about it?
No, it's missing, and he's trying to get it
back. Yesterday morning, I heard that they said that the maintenance guy that you know he takes care of the room,
locker.
The locker, he found it, and he locked it up in one of the offices for safekeeping, and he told him, don't worry, I got the jersey. And it was all over the news yesterday that they found it. And then afternoon, and then today, not one person has said anything about the fact that they say they found the jersey.
And that's funny you say that, Mark, because as I was driving in this morning, I was listening to the Today Show, and they were talking about it. So this was just an hour ago. They were still talking about it.
So what happened with the word that they said yesterday that the guy found it? So I guess that was just an inaccurate fact.
I don't know. But they're saying that whoever took it, I mean, whoever's going to try to sell it is all of a sudden the guilty person.
Yeah.
So it's like
a piece of artwork that's stolen.
Right. How do you sell it?
Yeah, you can't.
You hold on to it.
Yeah.
So.
And how are you validating that was the actual jersey?
Yeah. There's no letter of authenticity.
Sweat stains?
It's like with a piece of art, you could have a specialist come in, a professional, to say, this is it. This is it.
Wow.
You know? Hey, how about the SAGs last week? Or was that 2 weeks ago?
10 days ago.
Man, that's an entertaining show.
It's a good show.
You know,
2 hours, no less.
Yeah.
A 2-hour show is perfect.
Yeah. And we got the Grammys coming up this weekend, Mark. We
Snooze Fest.
We on any guest list for any parties?
No, but the Grammys is a snooze fest.
Yeah.
I mean, they give like 8 awards.
It's almost like a concert rather than an award show.
They give 8 awards, I think, for the whole 3 hour. No, actually, it always goes like 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
And it's a concert. It's this guy's concert, that guy's concert. I guess it's great if you want to see concerts. But
yeah, because that's what it seems like. It's like a musical show, but as opposed to an award show. I think they gave out only 6 or 7 awards.
I think it's 8, yeah.
I mean, they give out altogether. They give like 100. But on the show.
On air, it's 8 awards you get.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Who's our next call, Matt? Who's calling it?
Children United Nations and
Saul. So Saul was at 11:20?
Supposed to be 11:20.
Okay, we got 4 minutes.
Hopefully
that's
it's
good
coming
stuff.
Up. Yeah, hopefully
that's
it's
good
coming
stuff.
Up.
That's good. Yeah, we've got a call coming in a couple minutes. It's for a great charity.
That we're partnering with called
Children Uniting Nations, which is dedicated to reshaping the lives of at-risk and foster youth through positive monitoring and academic advocacy. Boy, that's a mouthful. That is similar, I believe, to the Chris Everett charity that we participate with in Florida. It's the at-risk kids. So there are multiple charities that benefit the same thing around the country. So we'll be getting that call in just a couple minutes.
And Mark, you know, before we do get that call, what I'd like you to mention is something about, in case we don't get a chance to mention today, a huge endeavor for my brother Mark.
This is true.
He's entering the world of politics.
That's right. I've thrown my hat in to be for the office of mayor, but not the city of Los Angeles, which is going on, which is next year. The city of mayor of the office of mayor in the city of Monrovia, which is in the shadows of Pasadena in the San Gabriel Valley, where I call home, ladies and gentlemen. It's a small town of 28,000 lovely residents. We're rated as an all America city, which is what I call Anytown USA. Think of Main Street USA in Disneyland. You'll think of Myrtle Avenue in the lovely enclave of Monrovia, California.
Oh, yeah.
It's a small, quaint little town whose
Well, we're run by a political machine for the last couple decades. And, you know, it's fine, but there are ways to improve the city.
We've always
crime, streets, public safety, development, historical society, McMansions. We want to stop McMansions being built in the city.
Mark, why don't you say what McMansions are? I'm sure
McMansions are these ginormous 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 square foot houses that normally you see in Beverly Hills or Bel Air. Well, a lot of cities in the San Gabriel Valley are now building these massive mansions, and we call them McMansions. And this is something that a lot of residents of the city of Monrovia want to see stopped. And no pockets are being lined here with Mark Harris for Mayor. Mark Harris for Mayor, Monrovia.com. It's a great website. We've got some interesting facts. And thanks for your support. The Mark Harris campaign is going to start fully 100% campaigning next week. We've got flyers going out. We've got signs going up. We've got meet and greets scheduled. So
too bad you have to be a resident of Monrovia to vote, and we can't have people from elsewhere voting.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I guess that's what makes this this nation great.
Yeah.
We don't have multiple voting options. You vote for where you live, and that's it. But Mark Harris from Mayor of Monrovia.com.
Fantastic.
For that shout-out, brother.
Right on, brother.
Yeah.
You got it right on.
Lots of stuff going on.
The Miss Universe pageant last week? Who won that thing?
Well, you know what?
Was it France?
It was France. She was beautiful.
Oh, she was gorgeous.
It was a great pick.
How about that Steve Harvey?
It is, but we have a great we have a call coming in
now. Right on time.
One second. You got to love it. Thank you for calling the Tastemakers at LATalkRadio.com. Who do we have here on the phone right now?
Well, it's Saul Escudero, and I've got Annette Bibby Oliver.
Saul and Annette. I love it.
Yeah, that sounds like a show right there, Mark. Hey, Saul, that sounds like the name of a show.
Hi, Annette.
Annette, are
Hi.
You with us? Annette, welcome to the Tastemakers on this wonderful, I guess, actually a dreary Tuesday morning. But thanks so much for being with us, Annette and Saul. Welcome to the Tastemakers. I think this is the first time you're calling, correct?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
right on.
Thank you. I don't know if it's my connection, but it's actually coming in very muffled, so I can hardly hear. I'm hearing every other word.
Oh, boy.
Well, we'll try to talk slower and clearer.
And louder.
How's that sound?
Okay. That sounds better.
All right. Annette represents Children Uniting Nations, which is a fantastic charity and a great cause here in the Los Angeles area, which is based here in the Los Angeles area. And I guess it's been pioneered in Los Angeles and founded in 1999 by Daphna Zeman. Is that correct?
Daphna Edward Simmons, that's correct.
Wow.
Well, this is a wonderful organization. It's a wonderful charity to be affiliated with. Annette, could you expand and share with us, as well as all of our listeners, a little more about your charity, what you do, and how you help kids today?
So, Children United Nation, as you mentioned, is a 501c3 in Los Angeles that actually helps foster kids. It's actually helped, we say, the unforgotten kids. So we actually do mentorship programs aligned in kids with mentors. We do computer programs in schools, so we provide computers for different schools in different areas in the inner city. And we actually do every year a huge event, which is Save a Child, where it's basically celebrating kids all over, and it's giving back. We have a lot of celebrity performances, a lot of celebrities supporting this charity and the cause, and it's a great event. So that's actually in November of each year, and around Oscar for the 18th annual, this is the 18th annual, this is 18 years, we actually have an Oscar viewing benefit each year where it's a celebrity starts at a day and everyone comes out and basically supports a great cause. We have an amazing auctioneer, which Saul is on the line.
Yes,
and,
sir, Mr. Escudero.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
So this is the 18th year you've done this. Boy, this is right up there with like Vanity Fair and the Elton John that's been around here for this many years, isn't it, Matt?
Yeah, it sure is.
Wow.
Yeah,
those
are
about
20 years. And yes, I actually started working with the CUN Oscar viewing back in 2011, and when I moved from New York and was working in Los Angeles, it was billed as one of the top pool parties to go to. Wow. And it's actually, for the last couple of years, has been at the Warner Brothers Estate. Last year, we moved it to the Chagrian Center, and this year, we're moving it back to the Warner Brothers Estate. This is going to be the last year it's at the Warner Brothers Estate. So this is actually going to be huge. We have some amazing talent lineup, performers, and just a great, great experience.
And Annette, I would assume this is red carpet, black tie. Is that safe to say?
That's correct. It's the red carpet and black tie. Red carpet starts at 3 p.m., and we're actually running simultaneously with the Oscars red carpet. So we actually would go... We start our dinner and viewing at 5 p.m., so everyone is seated by the time the viewing starts, which is at 5:30 p.m.
Well, this sounds fantastic. Let me ask you, that: do you have to be a celebrity or George Clooney to go to this event, or can the average guy who wants to, you know, help out this cause buy a ticket to attend this event
and dress up?
Yes. We do have a lot of celebrity guests, celebrities who are dominating, who aren't nominated this year, actually attend. We have, you know, icons like Louis Gossett Jr., Shaquille Khan, in past years, Melanie Griffith. We have Mike Tyson, Ron Artest, a lot of celebrities who, foster kids is dear to their heart, do attend this event. However, we do have a lot of community people who basically love giving back and making a difference. So we have people coming in and purchasing tickets. Tickets for the event are $1,000 a ticket. And it's actually a seated dinner, the gourmet five-star dinner and viewing. And this year we added a special component where we're having one of the top designers who designed for Angelina Jolie and the Halle Berry. He's going to see every year on the red carpet. Mark Bauer is doing a presentation right out of New York Fashion Week.
Well, that sounds exciting.
So you can expect to see this. So if the regular person or public would like to attend the event, the tickets are $1,000 a ticket. And if you want to come to the after party is
$250. Well, Annette, that's fantastic to hear. However, if some of our guests cannot afford that ticket price, can they still get involved and make a donation to the cause? And how would they do so?
Yes. And you basically go to the website, and it's chagrinunitednation.net, and you basically go and support the cause.
Great. Fantastic. Now, what if some of our listeners also want to get involved? Are there ways to get involved and volunteer their time and services to these causes, like your mentoring program? Is that something that's open to anybody to get involved with as well?
Yeah, that's definitely a screening process, because it's everything's run by the state. So there's a very the regular person, they don't just take the regular person walking off the street to basically be a mentor. They do extensive background check and make sure you're mentally stable. Obviously, a lot of these kids come from different facets and broken homes, and has to be handled, we say, with kid gloves. So we definitely have a very lengthy screening process, but by the time you qualify, it's actually worth going through.
Sounds fantastic.
If I may chime in really quick, guys, I want to thank both you, Matt, and Mark. And you know, I went to this event 3 years ago, and it was amazing. They do a great job. There's going to be a live auction, a silent auction, some really cool things that people can bid on. We'll be posting some of those things online as well. Going to be a great event, star-studded last time. I know that Annette, she puts on amazing productions. I've worked with her before in the past, and of course I worked with you guys with your gifting suites. And Annette, these guys are just fabulous.
Thanks, Saul.
The Harris twins are everywhere. Oh. And you know, I follow them on Facebook, and I'm really honored that Annette and I are working together again. And my job is to help raise money. So yep. I'm, you know, asking us on all the social media to, you know, come to the event, place some bids on some things. We got some destination experiences. things to auction off in the live. So I'm really honored to be involved, and I want to thank Annette and the charity organization that we're working with.
Well, Saul and Annette, it sounds like this event, I mean, it not only benefits a great cause, but you've got so many things going on.
Different
you've got
components.
The entertaining,
yep.
You've got the dinner, you've got watching the Oscars, you've got the auction, you've got celebrities. And the biggest thing about it is, again, you benefit this great cause, Children United Nations. So, I mean, this is an event that I have to ask all our listeners and everybody that's out there, and if anybody else out there that's listening is into social media, go to these tags. Go to these handles for Children United Nation and start promoting this thing. This is a great. This sounds like it's one of the best events to go to an Oscar night. And I think you know, Oscar night after we watch the Oscars, you know, they're at all these parties all around town. They're always over there at Children United Nations.
Yep.
And I always think, boy, that place looks pretty darn cool. That looks like a great event. So I mean, this sounds like it's one of the Oscar night events to be at, and it benefits a great cause. So it's a win-win-win for everybody.
Yep.
Right.
So everybody out there. If you can't attend, at least get to their website and make some kind of a donation or see about volunteering
and
your time.
And the website again.
What was that, Annette?
No, I wanted to say the website again.
Oh, yes, please.
ChildrenUnitedNations.org. So
.org, yeah.
Okay, so it's not .net, it's .org.
Yeah,
okay, so ladies and gentlemen, it's ChildrenUnitingNations.org. And you can go there 24/7, 365 from your desktop, laptop, iPad, iPhone, anywhere you're at. Go to the website, see how you could donate, see how you can be part of this great charity.
Get involved.
And then if you've got time and if you're free on Oscar night, buy yourself a ticket and go to this great party at the Warner Brothers Estate out there, I guess in Beverly Hills.
The Warner Brothers Estate. Boy, right there, that sounds like it's got the pizzazz.
You can't lose with this thing.
Win-win-win, right?
Okay. Fantastic. I think when we get off the radio, Matt, we're going to do some social media for this thing.
I think we are.
Yeah.
Well, Annette and Saul, thank you so much for calling in today. We are very happy to share all this information with our listeners, and hopefully it'll bring a lot more people to the event or people getting involved, and at least with donations or volunteer work if they can't attend the event. But
it's a great cause, and that's ChildrenUnitingNations.org. So Saul and Annette, thanks again for calling in. We wish you the very best at this event, and you've got a couple more weeks, so go out there and
let's
rally the support, rally up the troops.
Let's make it a splash.
Yeah. You guys take care.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye, Annette.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care, Saul. Annette, bye-bye.
All right, well, there you have it, everybody. ChildrenUnitingNations.org. Yeah.
Get to that website. Oh, we should have got a phone number, too. I'm sure there's a phone number somebody had.
I'll see if I could find one. If I can find it, we'll do a shout-out.
Websites are great, but sometimes you want to speak to somebody, you know?
Yeah.
We should have got that from Annette, but we'll get that for next time. But get out there. You heard it. It's a great cause. And there's so many good causes out there, but this is a special one. Like you said, Mark, it's got all the
components. It's got all the benefits to make it a great event.
In addition to being a great cause to be involved with, it's a great
event. Okay, I do have a phone number. It's 323-452-4962. And they've got all the hashtags. They've got LinkedIn, they've got Facebook, they've got Twitter, and the website is ChildrenUnitingNations.org. So it's a great event, great cause, so take part, please.
Yeah, fantastic.
Okay.
Excellent.
Great deal.
Okay, well, we got another call coming in soon, so before we get to there, do you have any more shout-outs, Mark?
Yeah, wait a minute. Did I finish off the Santa Anita Park? But anyhow, it was fantastic. Then we got into the Speakeasy, which is this private, secluded bar.
Oh, yeah.
Exclusive bar in the back of the chandelier room. We bumped into a friend of ours. They got us in there. The Vie de Clou champagne was flowing. Only a tastemaker could appreciate it as much as we could, I guess. And we were on our way out for the day when we bumped into our friend and walked into this thing. So, I mean, it was a it was a great event, a great cause, and the cause was us. So, I mean, it was great. Thanks again, Santa Anita, right?
Absolutely.
You know, so did anybody see this the Celebrity Apprentice these last few weeks? I mean,
I TiVo and I catch the last 5 minutes to hear it. Get to
boy,
chopper.
Talk about a lousy show. But you know, once you invest some time in it, you got to keep watching it, right?
Yeah.
And so I've watched the whole thing, and the season finale is next week, and we're down to the last two. Which
so do you watch the whole 2 hours?
Yeah, watch the whole 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah,
get to the chopper.
Yeah. It's
who got canned yesterday? Don't tell me.
Okay.
I'll watch the last 5 minutes or 10 minutes tonight.
Okay. But, I mean, interesting.
So you don't find it entertaining at all?
Yeah, it's entertainment. I mean, that's why I watch it, but it's just
it competes against The Bachelor, which, by the way, in the morning news, they were saying how terrible this season is.
Oh, it's
I know
terrible.
You don't like the one dude, whatever his name
is. It's terrible.
What's his name?
Geez, I don't even remember.
Do you think
he
finds somebody? Does he get love? Does he find the person?
Well, you know, this is his fourth time on. I don't think he's out there for those reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't, but...
Get to the chopper.
You know, it's a joke. But I do want to do a shout-out to one of our brands that's participating in our upcoming Oscar gifting suite, Kids Entertainment Incorporated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're providing...
They just came on board.
A great... cuddly toy. It's huggable. It's snuggable. It's fun. It's lovable. It's a multifunctional plushie. A toy. It's a stuffed toy, right? And it's for kids ages 5 and up, safety tested. And I'm sure, Matt, you understand that nowadays toys, safety tested is very important.
You can never be too sure or too safe.
Yeah. And this thing's a 3-in-1 toy. What that means, it's a muff, a handbag, and a plush. You put. You know what a muff is? Like you put your hand. It's like a. These things were like big in the 50s and 60s. It's like a little.
Like a
you
puppet.
You put your hands in it.
It's like a puppet.
And it keep, no, you put your hands in it to keep your hand warm.
Oh.
It's a fashion accessory. It's clothing. It's a muff.
It's a mitten. They call them mittens.
Well, no, it's a muff. It's like a, before
the
they used to make them with mittens. No. It's a big. It's like a pillow.
Yeah, with
there's no fingers in it. It's like a pillow.
I know. I said with no fingers. Doesn't have fingers. You just said it was like a glove.
I never said it was like a glove. You said it was like a glove. It's a pillow, and you put your with holes on the two sides, and you put your hands in there. And these were big in the 50s and the 60s. They used to be made like of mink, and they were like mink coats. You'd buy the muff, and you'd put your hands in there. It would keep it warm. But this toy, this plush toy, is also a muff. It's a muff. It's a toy. I mean, it's multi-purpose. So I mean, it's a great thing. Website. Naturally, is where's the website here? It's
is it Kids KIDZ?
Yeah, it's Kids KIDZ.
Look at that! We got a storm coming.
Let's see,
KIDZ. The website is coming. Mark is looking for it as we speak. See, I heard the drive-ins might be coming back, like fancy smanchy premium ones that are outdoor that your car could pull into, but still have a roof on it, like an inflatable roof. Did you hear anything about that? Out in New Mexico or Arizona or someplace like that. So that's a pretty cool thing. A drive-in, which used to be fantastic. I used to love attending drive-ins.
Can't find the website. Well, anyway, I believe it's KIDZEntertainmentInc.com. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Oh, yeah, that is what it is. KIDZEntertainmentInc.com. Safety tested, ages 5 and above. I love it.
Fantastic.
It's a great cool-looking little stuffed toy.
And a wonderful addition and contribution to our upcoming
Wild Creations gift
bag.
Yeah. Thanks again, kids, for taking part in this great event. Appreciate that.
We got a call coming up pretty soon, Mark, from B23 Natural Beauty Products.
And when you say B23, how do you spell that?
B-E-E, okay, 23 good. Natural Beauty Products. They're coming into our Oscar event as well, all the way from Toronto, Ontario,
wow,
Canada.
Wow, Toronto just beat the Lakers, beat the Clippers last night.
One of our
doggone
cities,
Raptors.
One of our favorite cities north of the border. So always like speaking to our Canadian friends, and that'll be coming up soon. Hey, we got invited to a Rolls-Royce test drive.
Yeah, did you RSVP us?
I did not RSVP us.
Yeah, why not?
Because it's all the way in Orange County. We're trying to see if we could bundle it, remember? Rather than driving all the way.
Yeah, but don't you want to RSVP before, and just in case there's it fills up fast.
Yeah, you're right about that. I guess we should.
Yeah, I mean, if we can't make it, we don't make it, but we got our RSVP anyhow.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah.
You are right about that. Okay, I will test drive. It won't be our first test drive. By the way, the last time we did that, remember we had that fantastic breakfast, then we had the test drive.
Pelican Hill Golf Course
down there. And
not only that, we didn't just only get to test the Ghost, we got to get the convertible Phantom.
Yeah, they just gave us the keys, and we were on our own.
Here you go.
Hey, we've done that twice, because we also took the Ghost. Remember we took the Ghost driving around, and then we also had the Phantom, so we test drove them both.
Well, yeah. We took the Ghost out first, and when we came back, and the Phantom was sitting there, we said, "Can we take the Phantom on?" They said,
and
"Sure, here you go."
Yeah, with the top down.
Here you go. Here are the keys. Enjoy.
That's
simple, right? That simple. It was great. Loved it. Loved it.
That was fantastic.
So, did you see that new 24 show?
Yeah, it was okay. Some of the action was good. The acting, I think, is terrible, and it's the same thing except without Kiefer Sutherland. So.
He was the best part of it.
Yeah. So, you know, everything's the same. And, of course, I missed parts of it. I saw actually fragments of it because it followed the Super Bowl, and I was watching all the coverage. And then last night it was episode 2. I'm already starting to lose track of what's going on. They have another show on called APB. Did you see what that was about?
No, I couldn't because, you know, I've got this TiVo system, my DVR system through my cable operator Spectrum. I could only TiVo two things at any given time. But if you're watching something on another channel, you could only TiVo one other thing. So... Mm. Excuse me.
You didn't miss anything. It's kind of interesting. But to
I saw the preview. It looked interesting.
This billionaire takes over the police. He pays for new cars, new guns.
He takes over the precinct is what I hear.
Yeah, his buddy loses, ends up getting killed. Hard to believe, but it won't last. You know, APB, I thought it was for All Points Bulletin. You know what
yeah,
it means for, but it means...
No, I don't know what it means, no.
No, it means something else. They got an app, so...
You know, that's the thing with these billionaire shows. This one, just like that other show, there's the show, it's called Genius on CBS, and it's about a billionaire who builds this hospital.
Haven't even heard of it.
Yeah, it's been on for... Dylan McDermott is on it. I told you about 6 weeks ago. This billionaire...
That's
builds,
already canceled, isn't it?
Well, it was on last week, so I don't know if it has been canceled. It's still on TV. Yeah. So the billionaire builds this state-of-the-art hospital and charges nothing for anybody to come in. A lot of it's experimental treatment, experimental operations.
Yeah.
And again, it's from a billionaire. So this APB, where it's the billionaire who buys invests in the police department.
Yeah, I saw an episode a couple months ago. Didn't think
of
anything
what?
Of it. Of this Genius. That's why I thought it was gone. I haven't seen it in the ratings
at
all.
Yeah, it's every Thursday.
Every Thursday, yeah. CBS, huh?
It's been on for 4 weeks now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And it's called Genius. Dylan McDermott, huh?
Dylan McDermott, he's the chief of staff.
I get it mixed up with somebody else. Who does Dylan
we got a call coming in right now,
okay,
man.
So let's be Michelle with B23.
B23, huh?
I'm assuming it's Michelle with
B23. Okay, let's see what we got here. Hello, thanks for calling the Tastemakers on LATalkRadio.com. Who may you be speaking to right now?
Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Yes.
Is this Michelle with B23 Natural Beauty Products?
Yes, it is.
Well, Michelle, how is the weather in Toronto? Because it is cold, wet, and dreary here in Los Angeles today.
Well, I guess we're similar in weather then, freezing rain up here.
Yeah, I guess
they are the Great White North, right?
But hopefully in 2 weeks when you're down here, Michelle is coming down for our Oscar event. Hopefully it's going to be sunny skies, fluffy clouds, and warm temperatures.
Right. The palm trees will be blowing, the skies will be blue, and we're going to have a comfortable 78 degrees.
Along with a bunch of celebrities coming through to meet Michelle and have Michelle talk about her product line. Right, Michelle?
B23.
Sounds amazing.
Michelle, are you on the phone alone today, or do you have a guest with you as well?
Nope, no guest, just me.
All alone, huh?
Well,
just
Michelle,
me, all alone. You got me all to yourself.
Uh-oh. Wow, I feel special.
Take it
well,
easy.
The airways are yours because I'm sure a lot of people listening don't really know what B23 is. So why don't you share with us what's special about B23?
Natural beauty.
Well, it is a small batch Canadian product. I ended up creating it out of what I would call maternal environmental rage issues.
Wait,
don't
hold
worry,
on.
I won't
Whoa.
Be angry when I come
Whoa,
down.
Wait,
no, wait, hold on.
Hold on there.
Explain to us what that was, what you just said.
Well,
I think you lost a lot of it.
So I can't wear any perfume or fragrance, and it's been years. It's over 20 years. I can't wear anything like that. And then I started to research it and realize, it's because there's incredible carcinogenics in it that disrupt hormones. They're not good for us. Anyways, I can't wear it, and I really want it to be able to wear my own scent and a perfume still because I didn't wear anything. So I started researching essential oils, and so I made my own blends, and people kept telling me I smelled amazing. And so I ended up creating a whole little product around it. But a lot of it was because when you realize the products that we're using on a daily basis, and a lot of people don't know, the big long words you can't read, the majority of them are not good for us. And on a cumulative level, when we're using them, not just once, when lobbyists will say, it's only 1% going into your skin. But from in utero to the time we're 40, that's where we get all these different issues. So I was a little upset about that, but also it might be the one streak of vanity that I had. I wanted something for face, and I want, in regards to preservation. So couldn't find what I wanted on the market, and I'm a little type A about what goes onto my skin.
Of course.
So I ended up studying molecular structure, took what was most potent in each element, put it together by ratio, and I made products with no parabens, no petrochemicals, no synthetic additives whatsoever. Its shelf life is for limitless. It's pretty awesome, and it had to look good, feel good, smell good, and not kill you was the whole point.
Wow, that sounds like
Michelle, what is your background? Sounds like you're a PhD or a scientist.
You're not
here.
A chemist, are you?
Well, I have a couple degrees, but you want to know what I found out?
Yes, we do.
So do
our listeners.
The majority of people do not want you to rant at them in academia gear. So
no
what
way.
I did, it's a little stealth, but I made a product that the results are awesome. It works great, but it ended up being a bit of a talking piece for me because I end up wearing these little 60s dresses and you dress up little polka dots.
Did you say little 60s dresses?
And people
dresses?
Come up and they're like, oh my
Did
God,
say
this
60s
is so cute
dresses?
And it's smelted.
Like
and then they let me tell them what's in their product. So it's awesome.
Wow, awesome.
Now, let me ask you this. Probably other than your website, can anybody here in Tinseltown purchase your product here, like in any stores or anything like that?
We haven't actually, we're basically the online right now for anyone in the U.S. market.
Okay.
That's pretty much, we're kind of working up to that. That's a spring kind of move in regards to entering the U.S. market.
Okay.
So the kind of, the Hollywood opportunity that kind of popped up with you guys was a bit more of a kind of kick to get going in that direction because
oh,
we
you
do
bet.
Have a lot of requests
Love
from retail in regards to the product line. So
you're
gonna
that's, be headed,
that's our goal.
You're going to be headed south of the border in a couple of weeks. What type of product you're going to bring? Are you bring one item, two items? You bring in a whole ensemble of things, or
well,
what's
what
your,
I'm
what's
doing
your
is
game
I'm bringing
plan?
My main three SKUs that women and men. Actually, 25% of my consumer base is men, but the ones that people are incredibly excited about. The whole line does really well for sensitive skin and eczema, but I am bringing my Hottie Bomb for face, so mature to dry, normal to oily. I have one called Heroin and
oh,
hands
wait a
and
second.
Feet.
Wow. Hold on there.
Hottie you? Hands and feet, and I'm going to give two to you guys. So
oh,
you can
fantastic!
Have
oh,
and
I
feet.
Love
that
it.
Sounds pretty good. We'll be looking it. Forward to getting that. We always like.
So we have a whole extended line, but I'm bringing the main SKUs, the ones, and especially because the whole idea is along that Oscar glow, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
it.
The one of the biggest things my customers say is like, "Oh, I got the Beyonce glow." So that's what my product really is does.
How exciting!
Yeah.
I'm excited, and I'm already here.
You know? Yay, I'm excited, too. It's going to be awesome.
Are you are you already counting the days down, Michelle? Because we're only like 17 days away.
Well, it was a bit of a hustle, right? Because we just decided this before Christmas. That's when, well, you know, we talked to you and everything.
You bet. Yep, fell into place.
I said yes, so we really, really had to get a lot of stuff together. So it's been a pretty big hustle. So I don't know if I'm counting days. I'm really just kind of
you'd like a couple extra days.
Yeah. Hey, well, you're going to turn this business trip into a little bit of a fun trip, too, I would assume. Not just all business.
I turn every business trip into a fun trip.
That's more like it. That's what we like to hear, baby.
Yeah, fantastic.
Hey, what is...
Oh, if you know any Harley-Davidson dealerships down there that would like to give us, you know, perhaps a deal on rentals, we're looking.
Harley, did you say Harley-Davidson?
I know there's one in Glendale.
You know, any of the dealerships. Doesn't have to be Harley.
For
hogs?
You're talking
for
about
bikes?
For a motorcycle.
For bikes? For hogs?
Yeah. Well, because we just want to... It's one of the things that we want to do is be able to... take a couple bikes up the coast just a little bit on any little bit of time off.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Very nice. That's living. Hey, Michelle, what is your website? Let's throw that website out there
it's,
before we forget.
www.bee23.ca.
Bee23.ca. Easy enough.
Yes.
Yep. That's easy enough.
Bee is in Bumblebee.
And why don't you share a phone number with us, too, if somebody wanted to give a call and they're not all into the websites, they wanted to get some questions answered. What is your phone number they can reach
you at? Oh, for sure. It's 416-427-3191.
One more time.
416-427-3191.
Fantastic. And out of all your products, what is the one that you would highly recommend and suggest for everybody to buy if they could only get one item? What's your number one seller? Your number one favorite?
Your favorite.
You want to promote and push?
The Hottie Bomb Mature to Dry with the pink polka dots is incredibly popular just because it's done so well as a natural...
I like that name.
Natural moisturizer, but it really actually does plump. And the normal to... They really sell almost equal. The normal to oily for my younger demographic, so surprised, but they... Those ladies love it, and especially under makeup. We have a lot of younger women that we're able to clear up skin with that. So both of them have done incredibly well in the market.
When you say your younger demographic, are you talking teenagers?
Well, so like ladies my age, like I'm 41, right? So our skin just sucks up the Hottie Bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Mine too. I was so surprised. The product's done really well in metropolitan places, unfortunately, due to the pollution. And then I had a lot of girls downtown, like the product kind of went from Bay Street outwards, actually. I have a lot of women wearing makeup for industry every day.
Yep.
And anyhow, so... what happened was they end up getting a lot of skin issues because they are wearing makeup and because of the pollution. So, and they're very social media savvy. So I ended up with this huge demographic of young women from 19 to like 32 that were, had sensitive skin issues or breaking out. And then the biggest testimonial, and because they're awesome online, they just kept saying they started using it as a primer and cleared up skin underneath makeup. So that traveled, that went by word of mouth really fast. And it just, they found that the biggest testimonial was they didn't have to wear as much makeup anymore, and they were so excited.
Great.
So,
great.
That sounds like some good stuff. I'm looking forward to trying some of it. Right,
yeah.
Mark?
I am, too. Absolutely.
Well, you know, the Harris Brothers always have to try everything that's involved with our events, and Michelle.
Well, don't worry. I'll have a whole basket for you guys.
Oh,
all
wow.
Bombed up.
I'm spoiled here, man.
Yeah, outstanding. You know? I know we are both are, Mark.
Well, we're very happy to have Michelle participating in our event. And Michelle, thank you so much for calling in. And why don't you share with our listeners your website one more time?
It's www.e23.ca.
Easy
so
enough to remember.
e23.ca.
Yeah, easy enough to remember. Well, we will see. Michelle, we'll see you in just a little over two weeks.
We try to be unforgettable.
Wow, I like that.
Yeah, I like
right?
That, yeah.
Unforgettable, like the song.
Unforgettable.
Yeah. Well, like safe that. Travels. Safe travels. And if you have any other questions or concerns or whatever, send us a text, an email, a fax, phone, anything, Skype. We'll get back to you right away. And we look forward to having you here in 2 weeks. And thanks again for participating. We greatly appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for having us. I'm looking forward to it.
You're very welcome. Our pleasure,
enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
You too.
And safe travels.
Be safe.
Yeah. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it again.
Yeah.
Another great product that's participating in our event.
Wild Creation Celebrity Lifestyle Gifting Suite during Oscar Week in Hollywood, Friday, February 24th. The event not to be missed.
Any spots still open, Mark?
One spot.
Wait a minute.
We've saved and waited to the last minute. So if anybody's out there who has a brand, a product, a service, something that they want to promote, contact wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com or visit our website at wildcreationsmedia.com. We are also always looking for new Facebook friends, Instagram
you
friends,
betcha.
Flickr, Twitter, LinkedIn.
Flickr.
MySpace.
Damn. How about Snapchat?
We got a Snapchat, right?
I think we do.
We have one. Yeah, we have one. But
I think we even have a YouTube channel.
You know what's going on? Big news coming in the next couple of weeks. The Harris Brothers have been contacted about a couple exciting things going on when it comes to gifting in a new show for TV. So
That's a good show too.
We got something that
in
the pipeline.
That yet, though. Yep.
But, you know, stay tuned.
Keep following us.
I'd like to say watch us in Storage Wars in a couple weeks, but the next couple weeks we're not on. But stay patient because Storage Wars is like I Love Lucy, and the shows are always running 24/7, around the clock, around the globe, somewhere. So although we may not be on this week or next week, stay tuned because we are coming back. And by the way, what's coming back, Matt, is Storage Wars, right?
In April.
April.
Yeah, but are we going to be returning with him, Mark?
Now, that's the question.
Right. You got to tune in
and
watch,
Will we come back with a new season
of Storage Wars?
Everybody says we should. Everybody wants us to.
Are we returning? Are we returning?
Yeah. But, you know, as we say every week about this time, you know, we appreciate you tuning in. You know, your day's busy. You got things to do, place to go, people to see. So taking the time out of your busy day, even is off your laptop, desktop, you know,
tablet.
You know, you can listen to us anywhere you want, 24/7, 365. So thanks for listening in to the Harris Brothers, the Tastemakers. We are the Tastemakers here in Los Angeles.
We are the Kings of Swag as well.
Beverly Hills Gifters. But thanks for listening to LATalkRadio.com, the Tastemakers. And like our friend Pitbull always says, every day above ground
is a good day.
Yeah. Till next week, folks.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.